Oh my God. Frankie did the cute. Did I tell you about when Frankie fell asleep on a strawberry?
No.
It was so cute.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't because I couldn't, like, it was on, like, her underside, her belly, and I couldn't, like, access that point, but she smelled so good, like a strawberry, and she was all red. It was
strawberries? I didn't even know strawberries have scents.
What?
I wouldn't
strawberry scented things.
Yeah, that's an artificial added scent. No, but if you strawberry. If you smell a strawberry.
Are you kidding?
If you smell a strawberry, nothing happens.
That is not.
It's like a rose.
That's not
rose
true.
Roses don't smell.
Connor! The whole point of roses is that they smell.
Can you guys all smell roses?
Yes. Yeah. Wake up and smell the roses.
I have COVID.
Well, have you never been able to smell that?
I was born with COVID.
That's weird. No wonder you think smell's the least important sense. That is so strange because you actually, like, bad smells perturb you so much, but you can't smell a strawberry or a rose. Maybe you can't smell the good smells. Huh. Weird.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
So, are we starting? Well, why is this so hard today?
The time change.
Okay. Yeah, I am very jet lagged. Okay.
From
so,
Sunday. The hour.
No, I'm not joking. Like, it's like completely messed up my whole circadian rhythm. Like, usually I get out of bed at 8:30.
Well, there's no circadian rhythm when the sun hasn't come out in like 7 days.
No, listen. Usually I get up at like 8:30 out of my bed. Couldn't get up till 11 yesterday. How does that make sense?
Iron deficiency.
No, Connor, my iron's fine. I keep telling you, I've got my blood tested.
Chakras. I don't know. Something.
I'm just saying it just like doesn't make, like, how does that work? It is like my body is just so sensitive to the elements, you know?
Hey guys, welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're trying to be more diligent about our intro and our outro because a lot of times we kind of just soft intro and it's kind of, it's a little bit confusing. Have we started? Where did she come from? Where did she go?
It's confusing for everyone.
Where did she come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
No.
No.
That was my own train of thought.
Okay.
That had not been coined before.
Right. And so we have enlisted the help of AI. What does AI stand for? Automated intelligence? Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence. We've enlisted her help today to help us with an intro.
So we asked ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Has helped us.
Chat Girl Boss Town.
And so this is our intro.
Yeah. So ChatGPT wrote it for us.
Scene.
And scene. So here we go.
Here we go. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I'm Brooke, and I'm here with my co-host, Connor.
Hey there, listeners. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's been on our minds a lot lately, the future.
That's right. We'll be discussing our hopes, dreams, and fears for what's to come.
It's going to be an interesting conversation. Let's dive in.
What that was this? Perfect.
The Daily?
Oh, I thought I loved
it. Yeah, welcome to The Daily with Brooke and Connor.
That like very
Let's
much-
Let's talk about why the banks failed,
Set
Brooke.
The scene.
Yeah.
That is what we're talking about.
That is what we're talking about. Did you- Okay, so I'm like thinking I can explain the Silicon Valley Bank failure. I'm serious. And not just because ChatGPT just set us up in like a very 3D printed type way. I feel like I could actually do it.
What? And I've never heard
Did
of
you,
it.
Did you? You didn't even hear about it.
Mm-mm.
See, this is what's
What is it called? The Silicon Valley?
The bank.
The bank.
Like, so it was a bank that failed. But basically, okay, so I'll set the scene. The reason this is a big deal is because it's shocking to see how many people, like, it actually does affect us all. Like, it could. And I don't know if it is yet necessarily. Well, it is. We're talking about it. Anyways.
Is it like a bank, like a building? Like one singular bank?
It's like...
In Silicon Valley?
What would you call... Yeah. It? But it's more than that because you can invest... You can invest in stock in Silicon Valley Bank as well. It's like an entity. It's also like its own...
An NFT.
It's a large bank.
Okay.
But it's like... It was also a niche enough, almost like boutique style bank to start and then they raised enough money because They were small enough to where they weren't being regulated like a big bank, you know? So, like, there were a lot of things that flew under the radar when, like, interest rates were lower, blah, 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 blah.
Totally.
So, like, when Trump was in office, I think this was, like, 2016, he, like, had, like, a lot of faith in this bank and, like, kind of passed all these things to let them fly under the radar. The thing about this bank was that it's a really boutique, hip, trendy bank for a lot of these, like, rich people.
You saying the word boutique when describing a bank isn't making sense
to me. It's a boutique agency. It's like,
because I'm thinking of just like dresses and shoes.
Right. Okay. So,
and such.
So, when something is like, in this sense, boutique, so like a talent agency that's managing talent can be a boutique agency because they're small and selective about who they take on as clients. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How
I don't
about
this? Like it, but yeah.
How can I weave in the 1975?
No, I get it.
Into this.
They're a boutique. They were a boutique band.
Okay. Do you know how words can have different definitions depending on the context?
A
That's
little
like
bit,
what's happening
yeah.
here.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I get it.
Okay, imagine the bank
no, I get it.
Is playing somebody else by the 1975.
Okay.
And you walk
That's
in.
That's not a boutique
and
song.
And everyone's there withdrawing a bunch of cash. And you're kind of grooving and moving.
Okay. I would pick it. That's not even my favorite song.
Okay. Oh, Caroline is playing.
Okay.
So let's get back on track because I will get confused.
You brought it up.
I'm just trying to make this word problem make sense to you.
No, I love that.
And it's I'll easily get off track. So basically, this bank was allowing people to have like a lot of money involved. You can also buy stock in this bank, whatever. Something happened. This is the part where I lose it. So something happened that caused them.
The part where you lose it, it seems like the main.
No. It's not the main part. This is not the main part. Basically, like they had some reason to need to sell a $21 billion government bond, which is typically a really safe investment to have a government bond. Now, when people start to find out that this place that you have a lot of money in has sold a really safe bond in 24 hours, about $20 billion, with a loss of $2 billion. So they were okay losing $2 billion out of a $21 billion investment, with billion with a B. Then you're like, wow, why is my bank where I have all my money, millions and millions of dollars, selling that and like okay losing $2 billion?
Okay.
So then people get wind of that and they go and they start withdrawing. When a bank is losing a ton of cash, and it's a domino effect, when people start pulling out their money, and they're like, I don't want to leave mine there.
Yeah.
It starts causing widespread panic, which caused, and by the way, this bank was funding, because it was also VC, right? It was like venture capitalist type bank.
It's the Silicon Valley Bank, so it's where a lot of startups put their money.
Right. Okay, so Silicon Valley, you know Silicon Valley.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So it's like where a bunch of startups, so like, think of this. This bank is like where someone who was trying to make organic skincare for dogs like would put their money here and then reinvest it to start their company. And it was like a really safe, trendy place to do that. All of the people at this bank are not us. They're people they're Mark Cuban type people. Like they're rich, they're entitled, they have hundreds and thousands of Twitter followers. So they have pull. So when they start saying like, "Oop, we got to pull our," it's like people are following them and listening to them, and it's causing a domino effect where other people are like looking at their smaller banks like, maybe I should take my money out too. So then you see like people pull money. Then that's when banks start to fail. FDIC steps in, takes it over control. Now that's a failed bank. SVP at that point is a failed bank.
Okay.
Now the government comes in and says, "Do not panic. We're paying." Let me look up exactly what they said. They said
Why
something.
Why does the government care enough to step in?
Because this could cause.
It feels like they have so many other things they could do.
This could cause like financial panic enough to cause like a larger fail. It's big enough because the players involved with that bank are big enough
With their Twitter followers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like how. It's like if. Here. This is good. If someone were to get canceled, that was our friend.
Okay.
Say Caucasian James gets canceled.
Okay.
Wouldn't even be a shocker to me. Just kidding. It would. But if I unfollow him and you unfollow him, and then other people see that follow us are like, why are people unfollowing him? They're going to unfollow him.
Yeah, I understand the domino effect piece.
So
yeah.
Basically, to avoid the domino situation, the government comes in and says, there's systemic risk enough, and systemic risk is that if people are pulling out here, we're going to pay everyone back that was at that bank so they don't have to. But typically, there's only a $250,000 guarantee when you invest, when you put your money in a bank. That's all they can basically give you back. So if you put $500,000 in, you're only guaranteed to get 250 grand back. And the government agreed to pay everything back for this bank to chill everyone out and be like, everyone chill, it's going to be okay. And so you just kind of have to like trust the FDIC and to like do what they're supposed to do. But then it's just like a government thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, government says it's fine. Trust daddy government.
Okay.
I don't, that's as much as I know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What questions do you have for me? Right now?
I don't have any questions for you. That was so clear. This is me every meeting when they say, what questions do you have? None that I can think of right now, but I'll send you an email if any come to mind.
So you were blacked out that entire
Completely
time?
Completely blacked, but I literally tried my best, and I think I could explain it if you asked me.
Well, see, that's why I had to go so fast, because I will lose. That's like when I do stand-up. I have to go so mm-hmm. fast through it, because if I pause and think about why this led to this, like, I can't remember.
You know what, Connor? The subject matter had me blacking out a little bit, but you know what had me, like, coming back to your story? Your passion. You were really into it. And
here, and the reason this one is a big deal is because it was the second largest bank failure
okay.
in history.
What's the first?
Probably the Great Depression, no? Or 2008.
Oh, damn.
Great Depression.
That was a
the
big...
The Dust Bowl, yeah. Brooke.
Was 2008 technically worse than the Great Depression in terms of...
No, but it okay. was in terms of bank failures.
Bank failures.
Yeah. First is the worst. Second is the best. Third is one with a
treasure
hairy
chest.
Hairy chest,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Connor, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my God, Brooke, I'm absolutely pooped.
I learned
you
a lot.
Come to this podcast, you don't know what you're
going
to get.
You don't. I didn't know that was coming.
No. No, and I literally did what The Daily did in 34 minutes in four.
Wow, so, yeah, you did a good job.
Take it or
I'm going to leave here learning, having learned something that new.
Right. Well, this is a developing situation, so feel free to follow me on Instagram as I post updates.
Awesome. Okay.
You're going to want to watch this space. Especially if you have over $250,000 in any sort of small bank. I did get
any small bank.
What's funny is, so my mom sent me a recall on my... Every time I feel like I'm on top of my shit, every single time I'm like, oh, I'm ahead of the game, I'm feeling good, I knocked out a bunch of stuff on my to-do list, something happens to either my car or my teeth.
That's how it works.
I go, I get my oil change, I get home, I'm kind of on top of the world, I can like work on other...
Do you go to the dealership to get your oil changed or just like a Valvoline?
So my car, because my car is newer and they have an app for my car. You know, start it, stop it. Lock
oil
it.
Oil change via app?
It alerts me on my app that it's because it checks all my fluids in the computer, and it's like you have to go get an oil change, and then you just one click.
That's really
book
cool.
It. And then I drop it off, whatever, I come back. Anyways, so I'm on top of my stuff.
I would have deleted the app.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Oh, God.
This is no longer serving me in the way that I need
it. I don't want to hear that.
So I'm on top. I'm feeling on top of the world the other day. I'm like, I can finally like go back through and knock out some stuff that's been on the back burner. Like clockwork, text from my dad, make sure you get your car registered.
And you've had that car for 2 years.
I would rather drive my car into a CVS mm-hmm. than like storefront than get my registration, get it registered. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I think that's an online thing. Or I don't think you have to go into the DMV.
That's one
for
of
that.
Life's biggest mysteries.
Yeah. I don't know. You know that mine's been expired.
You have Pennsylvania.
I know that one's no. I have a California car.
Did you see
my license plate?
You re-registered
California?
To California.
They did it. I don't know.
Oh, Brooke, what?
But happened? I had to change my insurance in, and it went up $1,000. Isn't that insane for California? Because I was cheating the system by still being registered in Pennsylvania or insured in Pennsylvania.
Here's the thing,
I have no choice.
You haven't been insured in California.
No, Ryan.
Ryan, please be for
and
real.
And it went up from $600. Every 6 months to almost 2,000.
Right.
Every six months.
So it's hard for me to beat that system as someone with Texas plates.
Mm-hmm.
Because here, to get it registered, you have to get a smog check. In Texas, you get a safety inspection.
Exactly. Me
which,
too, in Pennsylvania.
Can we think about that for a second? Where are our priorities, California? Pollution or if my brakes work?
Yeah.
That's like...
It's a good point.
Yeah. But that's why we have pros. To double check on how the pollution is affecting our hair day to day.
Also, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're like the most polluted state.
I can't correct you if you're wrong. I don't know.
Because you don't know the information. That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and say that. We are the smoggiest state.
It's probably. Because we are just always in our damn cars.
Yeah, but who isn't?
New Yorkers. Yeah.
Okay, but those streets are flooded with cars.
Yeah, but there's like four people
in
each of
them. Most polluted state, California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's due to factories or...
We'll never know.
Cows, you know?
Or cars.
I heard that cows are just troublemakers.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of pollution.
I've heard that too. It's true.
Maybe if next you week I'll do a daily deep dive into cow.
Carbon monoxide. Which one's the bad one? Monoxide or dioxide?
Monoxide. CO2 is what comes out when we breathe. And no
That's
one,
dioxide.
Seems like no one's talking about that.
No, yeah. I think they... I don't know. One
That's
of
why
them.
When you're hyperventilating... Wait. When you're having a panic attack, they give you the bag?
Yeah.
Does CO2 like calm you down or something?
No, I don't
Why do you
think,
want to breathe in more
I
CO2
think
when
putting,
you're having a
I
panic
think,
attack?
I don't think that cows are giving off carbon monoxide because then we'd be dead, right? Because that's what gets you...
The farts are carbon monoxide? Is it CO2?
What? Methane.
Methane.
Mm-hmm. Methane.
Of course.
Okay.
We were going to get there.
We were.
Might have taken a second.
Yeah.
Quick housekeeping item that I was supposed to say 8 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be added to our Instagram close friends story, swipe up for the Brooke and Connor tier or TMG Studio. Sign up is what I should have said when I said swipe. Sign up, that is, for the Brooke and Connor tier or TMG Studios tier on tmgstudios.tv and click the link in the description of our bonus episodes to fill out the form. I think we missed a couple people, so we'll catch up on that.
Yeah.
Let us know if we missed you.
We posted on Close Friends.
We've
last...
been going ham, yeah, kinda, on Close Friends.
I've been posting the TikToks that have been like moving me to tears at night, yeah, and then I'll watch them in the morning and they're on Close Friends, and it's just like, it's so interesting to kind of process the space that I was in that those had brought me to tears. It's an interesting thing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend subscribing if possible.
If you feel called.
Yeah. Speaking of the bank and whatnot, I guess I saw the gym.
Remind me.
You want to play 20 questions?
No, I know who it is. I know who it is. I already
know. Okay, who is it?
Paul Mescal.
Isn't that in nuts?
Yeah, I didn't watch Normal People, so I don't know how nuts that is, but I know that he's...
Well, he was in at the gym because he was here for the Oscars that he was nominated for.
What was he in?
After Sun. Nominated for an Oscar, so he's in town, so he's going to go to Equinox, and I'm going to see him. That was a wild day because that morning I had removed Cole Sprouse from my Tier 3 section of the crush list.
Yeah.
After seeing his clips, just the clips from, yeah, Call Her Daddy, I had made that choice to remove him. Sad. Always a sad day when you remove someone, when someone has to go,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
But where there is death, there is rebirth via the Phoenix. I'm walking up the stairs to Equinox, where these stairs are so narrow, Connor, that usually people like wait for the person to come down until they go up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't paying attention. So I moved forward, just going up while someone was coming down. That person coming down, Paul M.
Did you touch him?
Not really. But like our energy, like in the sense that like you're never touching someone, you know? Like
your
we might
auras,
as well have been
your
touching.
Auras,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
brushed.
We, yeah, exactly.
Kind of chilling.
Yeah,
I always make a point, like if I'm passing someone like that, like
to kind of
like just at least touch elbows.
I think I was just so like, what?
Osmosis Jones.
I also
style.
Don't trust my vision a lot of the time, so it was like there's no way. So I had doubled back. I put my stuff away in the locker rooms upstairs. Went back downstairs, which I never go there because it's a little bit. That's where like the machinery really is.
Yeah.
Not for me, but I had gone down there because there are some treadmills down there, and I just parked myself on the treadmill next to Paul and just worked out for 30 minutes next to Paul Mescal. Isn't that insane?
That's a cool thing. You should add that. I made a notes page recently, mm-hmm, with like cool things that have happened so I don't forget.
Oh, and I have to add him to my crush list.
Oh.
So when one, exactly, when there's death, there's rebirth. But then I had to put Cole back.
Because you watched the entire
Call Her
Daddy.
Because I actually did watch the entire Call Her Daddy and not the clips. And the clips were just like, not necessarily taken out of context, but like the smallest part of the interview.
Yeah.
Like, he said some really powerful things and he made me cry.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I had to put him back. So I would watch the whole Call Her Daddy interview because I've completely changed my mind when given more information. And that's a normal thing to do.
That is it. Normalize mm-hmm. it. Changing your mind when you get mm-hmm. info. Well, good. I'm glad that, like, nothing really changed. It was just a more the merrier.
It was just like a day of adding things and removing things and adding them back and changing your mind. And
Paul Mescal is such an interesting character because, like, when I look at his face, mm-hmm. if I put him in Kansas,
it makes sense.
Hang on, no, I mean, he's a bit of a chameleon to me because, like, now he's British, right?
Right.
You put him there?
Now he's British, yeah.
I mean, like,
he's not British.
What is he?
Irish.
Put him in Ireland. Totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. Put him in a different setting, having been, like, say he was born in, like, Kansas or Tennessee. Could also see that.
No, I see that.
Put him in New York. Could see that. Put him in Florida. Yeah, I could see that. He's, like, a bit of a shapeshifter, depending on setting.
No, I agree. He made sense on the treadmill. Whereas, like, if I saw, like, I don't know, a different celebrity, I would be like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know? He fit in. He fits in. He's a chameleon, exactly. Probably like your height.
Cool. That's
good. Yeah, he's perfect height. And he was wearing the shortest shorts, and he was sprinting. And then get this. I'm not able to work out unless I'm watching the Amazon Prime Madison Square Garden performance of the 1975 concert. I have to watch that two-hour thing on repeat. And then
you're
realized
working out for 4 hours?
No, I usually watch like 40 minutes of it and then I'll pick up where I left off. But it's been about 4 weeks of that, so I've seen it about, do the math. I don't know. I was watching that next to him and he could see we were that close. We were on adjacent treadmills. And then I was like, oh shit, he probably hates me. Because if he's seeing that Phoebe, his ex-fiance, yeah. is kind of in the crew of Bo Burnham and Maddie Healy, and he was probably hating that I was watching that.
Right.
I felt awful, but I couldn't stop or else I'd have to get off the treadmill.
It's a catch-22.
It is. So it's possible that Paul hates me in a very real way.
You can't win them all.
No, you can't.
And it's kind of fun thinking that person would harbor those feelings towards you. Because
they think about me in any way.
Yeah,
cool.
you're operating that some capacity in their mind.
Yeah.
Hey, that's exciting. I tried to, I was late to the Oscars because I was eating soup in my car.
Right. Chili, the chili one?
Yeah, the white chicken
corn,
chili.
With the corn chips on?
Oh my God.
Is that from Whole Foods?
Gelson's.
Gelson's, okay. Oh, you love Gelson's soup.
I love Gelson's soup. So it was kind of just like a chili.
Is Gelson's only in California?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I like it because no one I know would ever go to Gelson's.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like a little bit of like going to your parents' grocery store. It feels like a little homier.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to go there. And then there's the Whole Foods I told you where, like, if I'm wearing a really good outfit, that's where I'll go.
Okay.
To see and be seen. But otherwise, I like to operate. I like to move in silence like lasagna. Because I'm a real G.
Walk me through that one.
So...
Silent G and lasagna?
Yeah.
How does that make it real?
Because I'm a real G, so I move in silence like lasagna.
But wouldn't that be an unreal G in lasagna because you can't hear it?
But in context of me, like, I'm a real G.
Right, then you wouldn't be like lasagna.
Well, I move in silence like the one in lasagna.
Oh, got it.
So me and Gelson's, you might as well call it Elson's because we're moving in silence like real
Did
Gs.
Did you make that up?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a Lil Wayne lyric from. My God.
Pussy Money Weed. That's the only Lil Wayne song I know.
Real G's moving silence like a zombie.
Bedrock?
6 foot, 7 foot. Thank you so much. Anyway, so I was late to watching the Oscars. I tuned in. Refreshing award show, I have to say.
I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. It was very wholesome. I didn't see a ton of the movies. I saw Everywhere, Everything, All at Once.
Did you like it? You were confused.
It was a little bit. No, I wasn't confused.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah. Movies like Interstellar.
I've still never seen that.
And things like that where time and space are kind of melted into one. Not for me. That's okay. I do think that it was like brilliant writing.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone in that movie was phenomenal.
Totally.
So now one thing about that. The man in the glasses that seemed to be up on stage every 4 seconds because they were sweeping this. They brought up the dustpan and the mop because they swept that mm-hmm. stage. He needed to hand the mic to someone else. The guy in the glasses.
The guy who wrote the movie?
Was he the writer of the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess he must have written that speech too. It was the same length as the movie. He could not stop talking. I was just looking at
it. I think he was excited in his defense for winning all those Oscars.
He could have dialed it back and handed the mic to like one other person, I think. Every time he went up, I was like, how do you even know this many people to thank?
There's probably a lot of people with a movie like that to thank.
When I texted you, this guy with the glasses needs to stop, you said, I agree.
Well, so. I'm just trying to give another perspective, but yeah.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I was just like, really?
I always think like, the speeches are always too long for me, except if you're Kihoi Kwong.
Yeah,
Kihoi Kwong. He could stay up there.
That was
for
really special. I didn't
years,
know
if
he's
I'm
the
concerned.
Kid from the Goonies.
Yes!
How
Data.
Special. I like haven't seen the Goonies in so long. But
it's worth rewatching through his lens now. I love watching
so
things
is.
Through different lenses.
Yeah.
I you know, that. Of different people or different themes. Always fun.
That was so wholesome.
He's America's sweetheart.
He truly put
him on the flag.
I want him to be the president.
I do too.
And I would listen to every key speech
dressed. I was sobbing during his speech. Because it's like...
He needs...
Obviously, people are genuine and excited when they win Oscars. But, yeah. Like, there's always a bit of course, like, there would be with... As there should be with anyone, there's, like, a bit of ego. Like, yeah, like, I worked hard and I earned this and I deserve it, whatever. With him, it's just, like, pure awe and... So genuine and
it
just
was,
like it's just like he's just the most authentic, genuine person in Hollywood.
What's it called when you're like really appreciative of something? It starts with a G.
Genuine? Grateful?
He was gratitude. Yeah, he was full of gratitude.
Yeah.
His cup overfloweth.
He was just like the most genuine person in
I wanted
in the
to
world.
Get I wanted to in the Oscars right there. He should have
Yeah.
Anyways, I really liked it. I thought it was cool. I also, like, just from an overview perspective, I think it was so refreshing because, like, I didn't feel the need to tune in. It wasn't being, like, overdone. I feel like recently what we've done is, like, everything that has happened recently, like, everybody needs to be there. They have 50 TikTokers promoting it. We've got, you know, like, everything doesn't need to be, everyone doesn't need to watch everything.
Everyone doesn't need to be everywhere
all at once.
Everywhere all at once.
Good reference. Thanks. Good circle back. I'm just thinking, like, everything doesn't need to be Rihanna at the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, we don't need Tom Brady and Joe Rogan playing catch at the Met Gala.
Did you see someone was like, I liked Rihanna singing, but it wasn't as good as the Super Bowl.
It's not the Super Bowl. Like,
she didn't do 50 songs.
She was doing the song from the movie that was nominated. It just, I think that was a really classy event and it was like refreshing to see because it wasn't like forced. That being said.
What?
The interviews on the red carpet, I just missed Joan Rivers. That was entertainment. This now is just like,
I don't know if I'm
going to
get pushed back for this because I like Laverne Cox as a person and an actress, but her interview style does not work for me personally.
Well,
because it's the exact same question every single time. What story is your outfit telling? And most people are just like, I like the way it looks. I look hot. Like, and let's leave it at that. It's the
same thing. Here's my first call.
Who is it?
Scam Likely. Go ahead. Sorry.
That was it. That's all I had to say. Like, I'm ready for a different person.
Well, the thing is, it's not like interviewers anymore. It's like famous people.
Right.
Why is Vanessa Hudgens like the person on the interviewing people on the red carpet? She probably wants to be interviewed.
No, yeah. The only like genuine interviewer is Chicken Shop. Who I love.
She's good.
Who I do love.
She's really good. I can't say anything bad about her. Do you remember Joan Rivers being out there?
I do remember Joan Rivers.
And celebrities were scared of Joan Rivers. She didn't hold back.
Right.
You can't do that anymore. Everything that comes out is like, ooh, someone's looking good. It's like, what happened to like...
But it's also like an honor to be interviewed by Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
I feel like the people now, like, people don't want to be interviewed.
No, it's like, please stop. Hugh Grant,
did you see Hugh? Can we watch? Yeah. Can we pull that interview up?
See, the thing about that is, like, he's a British dude. That's how they interact.
No, I'm...
Graham is not an interviewer. Like, she didn't do anything wrong, but that's not her forte.
Yeah. Let's watch this, because I think we might have a different take than most people.
Excited to see tonight. to see.
Yeah, well, I know that you probably watched a few of the movies. Are you excited to see anybody win? Do you have your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Oh. There was a different part where he just simply walked away.
It was bad. It was painful, but the thing is, if you watch this interview and he says, he mentions Vanity Fair, he's making a reference to a work. Like, he's not talking about the Vanity Fair party, the brand.
Well,
he's
also
making a reference back, and when she doesn't catch that and she's talking about the party, his whole demeanor changes, and that's at the beginning of the interview.
And also, she was talking about Glass Onion with him, and she was like, how was it to be a part of that film? He had
2 seconds, he opens
like
the
not
door.
not even a second,
yeah,
in the film, and he was just like, I wasn't so, in it. And she was like, oh,
the reason this doesn't work is because, like, as an interviewer, you get a book and you study every person that you might see,
right,
for months. That's your job. Asher Graham doesn't have time to do that,
right?
She's a celebrity,
right? It just, like, so, wasn't an informed interview, and I think he was just like, I'm over it.
This is the Academy's fault for not hiring people as interviewers,
I think. Yeah, and I think both of them, like, she, I guess, I don't even know if I want to say she should have been more prepared, because it's just like,
no, I'm not.
It's on the Academy, right, for hiring her.
I'm not blaming her at all. I think she kept it really positive and really light, but this is just not how it should go.
Right, and I don't think I'm ready to blame. I guess he could have been like, I mean, that's just who he is. Like, he's dry. He's this is just like that's Hugh Grant.
He's also a list. I don't know, like, they don't owe anything, and he's not going to be affected by anyone saying he was an asshole,
right?
The interview could have been better. They could have, like, and it's not Ashley Grant's fault.
Better interviews,
yes,
yeah,
but it's not her fault. She's not a journalist. She's
no,
not
it's
Joan
not
Rivers.
Her fault.
Joan Rivers would have gone in there and said,
Joan Rivers would have been like, "Hold on, come back.
Why are you giving me anything to work?
Yeah.
You give me something. What are you? You know, like, what's your? I for me, I would have been so taken aback, but I would have been like,
yeah, I
what are you
like,
scared
yeah.
of? What's, like, the scariest animal to you?
Right. At that point, just, like, go.
Do you think global warming is good, Hugh Grant?
Yeah, no. I'm not ready to fully condemn Hugh on this.
But watch. Can we watch when his demeanor changes when he makes a reference to Vanity Fair? I think it's a film or a movie, but he's saying the Vanity Fair. Because think about what a Vanity Fair. It's like vanity. Which
I would have done the same thing as Ashley.
No. She panicked, but he's doing a very British, like, dang, like, again, it's on Ashley's fault, and
no,
I feel like we're gonna get in trouble for.
No, it's not. It's I don't think it's either of their faults necessarily. I mean, Hugh's kind of an asshole, but I that's just like it is what it is.
You can't just be patting each other on the back nonstop and being like just unabashedly supportive of every single thing that everyone does all the time. Like, it's a celebrity high stakes event. It's the Oscars.
Well, Hugh Grant was my first cardboard cutout.
There's always little Easter eggs you're giving us every episode about some.
That, that's the cardboard cutout that lived in my dorm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's one where I say, okay.
Yeah. Watching over me.
Okay, wait. Watch when he mentions Vanity Fair.
A few times. What's your favorite thing about coming to the Oscars?
It's fascinating. It's a
He's smiling.
The whole of humanity
is nothing.
Here. It's Vanity Fair.
Oh, it's all about Vanity Fair. Yes, that's where we let loose and have a little bit of fun.
That's when he loses her. Look at his smile face.
To see?
Yeah, well, I know that you probably watched a few of the movies.
You went from smiling
to
like, oh, she
win?
Didn't even pick up on my thing.
Your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Lots.
Just my suit.
It's too painful.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay. Yeah. Shout out to the tailor.
Yeah.
Which is like a different style of interview than he's used to. Like, he's used to, like, very, like, people who have done their research or asking, like, very specific questions. And she's just not an interviewer. She also unfollowed me on TikTok, by the way.
All right. May she rest.
Like, and that's fine. I'm not mad at her, but I just am throwing that out there. I seem to be.
That's gnarly to unfollow someone on TikTok. I've never unfollowed someone on TikTok.
I think she, like, maybe I had made it up that she followed me in the first place, but she definitely doesn't follow me, and I'm pretty sure she did at one point. That's fine, though.
That's totally fine.
Because normalize changing your mind, even if it means deciding that you want to unfollow me.
Like, yes.
Yes. Did we make any statements, like any sense while talking about
it? I think at the beginning we did, and then we just kind of went back and forth.
So in summary,
everything is wrong.
Everything about that is wrong. No one is really to blame except for the Academy. Is that what we're saying?
I think that, like, if you're going to have people interviewing, like, this went viral for the wrong reasons. And now Hugh Grant, who's never going to see any of the backlash, is getting stamped as, like, asshole.
I think he was, like, just, like, really uncomfortable and thrown off because he didn't know what to say. Like, it's not a typical interview for him.
Right. This is someone who wasn't in any of the movies, right? So, like, he's there. What do you ask him?
Right.
Like, you have to be prepared. As a comedian...
Was he technically there for Glass Onion?
I don't think so. Was he?
Because that would be a game... Like, that would...
Obviously not, because he was like, no, I don't really care. But I think he's just someone who goes to the Oscars, like, every year.
Grant.
Yeah.
He was presenting.
He was presenting, but why was he presenting? Okay.
He didn't present, like...
Because he's Hugh Grant.
Because he's Hugh Grant, yeah.
Okay. When you see... When you feel your... This is why I feel bad for Ashley Graham, because, like...
I feel bad for
both
of them.
She's a celebrity. She's an influencer. Like, she's a model. She's not a comedian that can pick up when she realizes she's bombing and switch a subject and, like, read her audience. She's good at probably receiving interviews. And she was good at doing it, but it was just, like, very surface level confusing to follow.
No. Yeah. I feel bad for everyone involved.
Who are you wearing? You think Hugh Grant gives a shart who he's wearing?
Right. His tailor.
He's wearing his tailor, which supports small businesses. He should have said the tailor's name. But he probably doesn't want to blow up the spot.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do the next one, because I feel like I'm caffeined up going ham.
Okay, well, let's see. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. This is one of the biggest... Would I have done a 360 or a 180 if I've completely changed my mind?
180.
This is one of the biggest 180s I've ever taken.
Yeah.
Because when I had... I've talked about this, but I'll say it again. A year ago now, I had gone to just, like, watch a taping of Jimmy Kimmel, and she was on, and I was, like, so upset by her presence.
Yeah.
Just because she is just a lot. She is, like, so I don't know if abrasive is the right word, but, like, she
in your face.
In your face, comes on so strong, and I was like, I felt like uncomfortable. Now I'm just like, oh my God, she is just, like, so herself. Like, no one is gonna tell Jamie Lee to be anyone else, and she's not going to. Like, nothing will ever change this woman.
Yeah.
And I love that about her. And she's a nut, but, like, she owns it, I think. And now I love Jamie Lee. And she was nutting on stage, like, just, like, being herself, like, an absolute nut. And I love it. And I love her.
Yeah.
Like, at first, like, when she got up there, because she had won, and she goes, stop, because everyone's cheering and she wanted to talk. At first, I would have been like, Jamie Lee, like, that's rude. Like, don't say that. But now I'm like, shut up. Jamie Lee is talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just, like, really come around to Jamie Lee. I love her. I'm happy that she won. I was moved to tears by her, like, post. You know when they, like, interview you after you win, like, off of the stage? I was moved to tears by that speech that she gave. And I'm completely forgetting what it was. But I know that I was moved to tears by it.
Just she wanted the awards, like, to be less binary
They said, do you think your parents are looking down on you? And she said, no, I don't believe that they are looking down on me. I don't believe that, but I believe that they are with me. And then I started sobbing.
See, like, she would have been great in that interview with Ashley Graham, because it's not that deep.
Right.
Like, literally, say yes or no. And then we got, like, several other A-listers that need to get in here. I think Stephanie Hsu should have won the award.
Both of them, to me, were great. I voted for both of them on my ballot. Actually,
oh, gotcha.
Because I was doing a ballot. I thought Stephanie was going to win, but I kind of wanted Jamie to win, but would have been fine with either of them.
Gotcha.
But I love Jamie Lee. I can't stress that enough. I would love her on this pod.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about her? Don't be shy.
No, I think she was great in Activia.
Don't be shy, because I have said on this podcast that I hated her before. So don't be shy.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
She's not your favorite.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I get it. She's a
recently.
Strong personality.
Like, I think that, like, when people get too much airtime, it burns me out. And that's what happened with me. I'm like every time there's just, okay.
Well, the thing about Jamie Lee is, you're right, like, she just hasn't gotten this much airtime before. She has always been this way, I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Based on my experience with her at Jimmy Kimmel.
Respect her.
What do you think about Jimmy Kimmel?
Okay, I feel bad now for any comedian that gets up there and has to do it. Like, he was such a limp dick, but I feel like there's so much risk of
being, what do you mean by limp dick? Just like nothing?
Like, it was just, the jokes were just like low-hanging fruit gimmies. Like, they even did the bum ching for one of his things, because it was just like these things that were written for him, and I felt like it was kind of funny, but like, you're not going to get a Ricky Gervais ever again. We're never going to get that unless we do. And that was entertaining. Joan Rivers, Ricky Gervais. We have now been gotten to a point where, like, Jimmy Kimmel's career could have been ended on Sunday if he would have made like an actual joke that people talked about. No one's talking about her because he was him, because he was soft.
Well, he tried recently by laying down on the floor to kind of make a joke, and that he got like insane pushback from that. So I think he was probably just like, give me like vanilla.
Yeah, give
vanilla
me give
material.
Me softball.
I love him. May I just say,
I think he's a good,
he puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, he's a good person. He's one of my favorite Jimmys.
He is my favorite. He is my favorite Jimmy. If I had to rank them, thanks for asking. Him is number one. I obviously, like, I know people hate James Corden, and I understand that he's an asshole. He's given us some good things. Carpool Karaoke, like, there has been some incredible videos that I watch on repeat from that. The Crosswalk musicals, incredible material. Everything with Harry Styles that he's given us, I can't hate him because he has given me things that bring me so much peace. He has to be the last of the Jameses, of course, just because of you can't love someone that has hurt so many people by being an asshole. You can't. But I do think that we have to appreciate some of the things that he's given us.
I think he has a really good way of getting celebrities to open up. He'd be a good red carpet interviewer.
Sure. Yeah, let's reclaim him as...
But he wouldn't be...
What do you think he's going to do after late night?
Yell at waitresses?
Probably.
But anyways, Kimmel.
I love him.
So he had jokes, and everyone is dogging on him for this, like, bringing Malala into the thing. I feel like people...
What exactly did he say?
He said Malala Land, which I was like, that was the most bold thing he did. I was like, why? That was unnecessary. And like, probably don't throw her name. Wasn't she shot?
Yeah.
Probably don't.
Right.
But also, she was there, and it's Jimmy Kimmel, and she's sitting on the aisle. I think that all those people got like a little bit of a heads up, and I think their jokes were written for them.
Mm-hmm.
Malala never like laughed or anything, but like, she's not a comedian or an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, she's Malala. So I think, when he asked her to speak on the Chris Pine spitting on, or Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine, did you see that?
No, where was this?
This is in, I even saw that part. He walked up and was like, Malala's here.
I must have been on my phone.
Malala's here. Malala, we have a question in from Sarah. Yeah, here it is. Harassing Malala.
Was like, this at the opening?
This is like at the tail end.
Oh.
Work on human rights and education for women and children is an inspiration. As the youngest Nobel Prize winner in history, I was wondering, do you think Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
I only talk about peace.
Great.
That's, you know what? That's why you're Malala and nobody
great
else
answer.
Is.
I feel like people don't, like, I don't know this for a fact, but to me, like, everyone having, that's a great answer from Malala.
Yeah.
Succinct. I think that they had a little bit of time to prepare, and maybe something was written for them. I don't
think that was like not funny on Jimmy's part.
No, I don't either. I think getting crowd work done is awesome, and you get to see like Malala. I wouldn't have known Malala's there. I forgot about Malala.
Wait, so what is your takeaway from that moment?
Was that like a lot of people like are that YouTube video was titled Jimmy Kimmel harasses Malala at
Oh, I didn't think that was bad.
No.
Maybe I'm like,
and then a bear ran out in a suit, like a fake bear.
Yeah.
He was like, cocaine bear, get off of Malala. Like, let her.
Yeah.
It was funny. That's the whole thing. Like, you have to have things for other people.
Yeah, I don't think that was bad.
Certainly not.
I really like Jimmy Kimmel, I have to say.
Yeah.
I guess that's really, we have a lot more Oscar stuff, but should we not?
Yeah, we don't have to. I think the glam bot needs to go to hell.
Connor, put anyone in the glam bot. Like, I'd rather be dead than get in the glam bot. Like, it is the biggest ick to me in the world. Like, even Andrew Garfield in the glam bot, I can't look. Like, it grosses me out to see people in slow motion like that. People are not meant to be in slow motion. That's why we're in regular motion. Like, it's not meant to be that way. There's something disgusting about it.
One
Remember when we went to the AMAs?
One exception is Brad Pitt.
No.
No, it is. I promise.
No one. Like, when we went to the AMAs, didn't you go in it? You went in something that put you in slow motion.
Yeah.
I was like, go have fun.
But I was also moving my ass fast so that my slow motion would be regular motion.
I'm telling you, like, if I am, like, crushing on someone too hard, put them in the glam bot and it'll knock them down.
That's your ick?
That's
the glam bot?
That's my ick. Like, it is, like, repulsive to me.
It was so cool
to see a man in a glam bot.
For so short, but I've seen too many people I know in the glam bot now. I'm like, oof.
Ugh, gross. It's disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, the beige carpet.
Okay.
That was a lapse in judgment to me.
Okay. To be honest, I didn't even notice it.
That was a big thing. It was champagne-colored carpet for this. And there was no conversation about it. Like, there was no reason. It wasn't in honor of anybody. It was just champagne.
Didn't offend me.
I'm offended. It looks like flesh to me. I was like, this is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it might have been so that people's dress would really pop.
Champagne.
To me, washed out. Anyways, that's
so I'm a very big, like, if it's not broken, don't fix it person. The red carpet wasn't broken.
No, don't fix it. Don't change the color of the red carpet at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. That is the red carpet of shows.
Totally.
Anywho, Dad.
We can move on from the Oscars.
We can get out of here.
Okay.
See you, Oscars.
You pick something.
Okay. Hang on.
We didn't even do weekend update because you went right into the bank.
Sorry, guys.
Did you do anything this
Who
weekend?
Who wants to hear about my weekend?
I think
weekend?
All I did was be on the treadmill next to Paul. And I just watched TV because it was a huge TV weekend.
I had one really cool thing that happened.
Tell me.
And I'm going to talk about it because Brittany Broski DM'd me about it. So basically on Friday, Hank had Quinn 92 over to make a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn 92 and I are buddies, obviously. And he goes, did you hear that Hozier might be coming tonight to this bar down the street? And
you know,
I was like,
Hozier?
Tomato.
Just so you know.
Tomato. Tomatoes are tomatoes.
That's fully a tomato.
So Hozier was coming. There was a rumor. And he was like, do you guys want to come? Whatever. I'm like,
to
yeah.
What? To the town?
What? He's going to come to Hozier.
To your house?
Hozier was going to, there was a rumor he was going to come to this bar that's like okay. Down the street. And I was like, yeah, we want to go. We rush over. The rumor had gotten around. It had spread. And we waited for so long. And finally got in. And I hear, my lover's got humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like sprinted in from the bar. Took a shot. Got in. Watched the song. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Walks off stage right
wow.
After taking me to church. But it was good.
Was the, like, the motivation for him to do that?
So it's Irish week because of St. Paddy's Day.
Oh.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. That's all I did. The whole weekend, that's all I did.
I didn't leave my apartment.
Well, it's been really shitty. They're really running a train on us with this weather and the time change.
I've already told you how I'm feeling about the time change. Like, I guess that's why I didn't leave the apartment. Oh, no, it was Sunday. Daylight savings. I knew it was coming.
So it was Saturday night.
Yeah. So I was just in preparation mode this weekend.
Well. I mean, there's just no point living in California at all when it's raining.
Oh, I like it.
Well, you'd like, I mean, the rain doesn't, you could be anywhere when it's
raining. I like having an excuse to be inside. I like being inside and not feeling bad about being inside.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm always inside, so it's like when it's sunny, it's like, damn, I should be outside, and I'm not, so I feel bad. But when it's raining, it's like, awesome, I'm inside, and I have a reason to be.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The weather is, like, gaslighting you, justifying how much you're spending in rent in California.
I guess.
Yeah. The ocean does that to me. Like, sometimes I'll be in traffic, and I'll look to the right, and I'll be like, ugh.
No, I always think, like, in terms of taxes, like, you are paying for California.
Sure.
Like, you're paying for the beach. You're paying for the not having seasonal depression.
Are you going to perp or something?
Yes.
Do you want to go for it and then get back to me?
No, it passed. But yeah, I was gonna burp. Sorry, I hate when people talk through burps, but I was saying something important that I already forget about. So
something about taxes and
oh gosh, I forgot. I knit a sweater for today, and I
oh let's see it. Does that say MILF?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Nice.
As you know, recently I've become a mom.
Yeah.
So this is my sweater for Frankie. Man, I love Frankie.
Oh
yeah. So it doesn't fit, but
no, it's fine. It's good.
It's like the size of Frankie. So
it's good.
It's a teeny tiny. Yeah. So this is my mommy outfit. And I'm going away this weekend. So this is the first time that I'll be leaving her
to Florida.
So that's scary.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know how I wanted a guinea pig just because of the low maintenance piece. I'm bringing her to Megan. Our friend Megan is watching her.
With a guinea pig.
You can't. She'll explode.
What do you mean? Did you look that up and confirm?
No, but like I know my daughter and she'll explode. But like,
so it's like a biohazard?
You can't bring guinea pigs. You can only bring cats and dogs as like emotional support animals, service animals.
Oh, so she'd need so to she be would under, have to go under deck?
And she would die if she went below deck via Whoa. Google. But I have to bring her to my friends, and like if you had a dog or a cat, you'd literally just bring like the animal and their food, and like for a cat, like I guess a litter box. With Frankie, I have to bring her playpen, which is going to be one separate trip because that's massive. She has two beds that she likes to sleep in. She has her big blanket that she
you need
I have to drape over the playpen sometimes because she'll want to hide in that. I have to bring her hay, her food, her lettuce. I have to go get her some new lettuce. I have to bring all of her blankets that I have to lay down on the playpen. I have to take about 45 trips to Megan's. And I have to bring Frankie.
Wow.
So it's like the most, it is a task to have a guinea pig. If you're going away, well, I can't leave again.
Good on you.
I would have to have someone.
You have to pay for
motherhood. If you ever want, because I know you have roommates, if you ever want to like live alone for a second, you should stay in my apartment with Frankie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that? Do you love that?
Do you? Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
You would do that?
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why? You would love having the space yourself.
Yeah.
Is it the location?
Yeah.
Really? Because you wouldn't be able to walk to the beach?
Yeah, get my coffee.
But you could walk to a different coffee shop.
That's true. Change of scenery. I'll sit on it.
Okay. What if I went away for like two nights? Would you do it for one night?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Oh, to watch Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
You would?
Yeah, sure.
That's really sweet. You still haven't met her.
I know.
Wow. That's so insane that like she's such a big part of my life and so are you and you guys haven't met.
Bring her to the pod.
I'm too scared that I don't want to upset her.
She's not just going to explode, by the way. You could bring her in your car and you could bring her to the podcast.
No, I know she's not going to explode if I bring her here.
She's not a suicide bomber.
I don't want to upset her. And like the thought of her being uncomfortable, like in the car or like being a little scared, like it breaks my heart.
Brooke is constantly saying things are going to get her on a no-fly list. Like she texts me all the time. She's like, I know my plane's going to go down. And I'm like, you're on the plane Wi-Fi. Like you shouldn't send stuff like 19A, the lights lighting
up. You always scare me. He's always like, I'll say something like, sure, like I probably shouldn't be texting on a plane to him. And then he's like, Brooke, like you're going to get taken off the plane right now. They're going to emergency land. And you can't say that to me because I'll believe you and I'll be like beside myself the rest of the flight.
Good. Be aware of what you're sending via text message.
Well,
it's going through their system.
No, it's not. They're not monitoring my texts.
If you think they're not monitoring your texts,
what?
All right, it sounded like you about to burp. If you think they're not monitoring your text that you're sending via the plane Wi-Fi,
told me I was going to go to jail yesterday.
Should I say why I thought you were going to go to jail yesterday?
Yeah, that was objectively not bad, but I did.
She parked outside the Beverly Hills Hotel just in the two-hour parking, just chilling in her car to see if...
That's legal.
Maybe Andrew Garfield was staying there and was leaving.
No, listen, first of all, that's fine even the way you said it. Like, I see nothing wrong with that. But it wasn't even, like, there was an hour left of light, which I wasn't used to. And I have my new car, so I was like, I'll go for a drive. I'm 5 minutes from the Beverly Hills Hotel. That's where I had found myself. That wasn't even my original plan. And I just was like, okay, that would be cool if someone, maybe Andrew specifically, because I know he's staying there, walked out. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
There is no crime in parking legally. That is like the most legal thing I've ever heard of. I should be going to the Polo Lounge, which is the restaurant in the Beverly Hills Hotel. That's where I saw Jimmy Fallon
yeah.
singing. I should be going there anytime there's any sort of event. There's no reason for me not to be.
Can you just go there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Connor, it's so fun.
I want to go there.
We should go. It's really fun. The salad, you know about the salad? It's Mm-mm. $50. I've never gotten it, but you have to be prepared to like spend, like a drink is like going to be 30 minimum.
Oh, I'd be one of those, like, I'd be nursing my stuff.
It's
like, oh, this is just eating small
But
bites.
They're also really strong, so it's like, I've never had
I'm talking about the salad.
Oh.
I'd be eating that.
I've
that
never
would,
gotten food.
It would take me 2.5 hours to eat that salad because I'd be trying to, like, extend my stay and make that worth it.
No, that's something, it's like, if...
Paying rent to sit at the Polo Lounge.
If, like, a relative ever feels like they want to come visit me, then I'll be like, let's go to the Polo Lounge.
Let's open up that.
Yeah.
That checkbook.
That's a, yeah. But you would love it. Let's go.
Okay.
Holding you to it.
Yeah.
Maybe for my birthday.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Okay. That would be really fun.
I want to just talk about this thing that I got because I wanted to talk about it like last week. So I got this new app called the 1 Sec app.
1 second a day?
No. Every time I open Instagram, it redirects me to take a deep breath.
Oh.
And breathe out. And then it tells me how many times I've tried to open Instagram in the past 24 hours, 39 times.
Is it just for Instagram?
Instagram. Well, you set it to whatever you want.
Okay.
So if you're like scrolling on
I don't need that.
LinkedIn a ton.
Negativity.
Well, no. And then you just say, I don't want to open Instagram anymore. Or like, I do want to open Instagram. And then you have to, like your mood blanket, you have to answer like, what is the reason you're getting on Instagram? And it tracks. So it's like, I'm anxious right now. I'm procrastinating right now. I'm on the toilet.
That's good. That's a good exercise in mindfulness.
Yeah, it's helped. Because the first day I did it, the first 24 hours, guess how many times I tried to open Instagram?
50 plus.
117.
Yeah. Is that your like most used app for sure, right?
Instagram or Twitter, yeah.
Can you go to your screen time?
No.
Just you don't have to say the numbers.
Talk about I don't want to deal with negativity.
You don't
today.
Have to say the numbers.
I just wanted to share
the
that.
App.
If okay. anyone's working on mindfulness, that is like mindfulness is a good way to put it. That's a great app for you.
You know what my mindfulness is that I'm working on?
Huh.
Pausing.
To think?
Yeah. Just like, because you know me, I like get, if someone says something that like makes me upset, it's like immediate reaction.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to like pause for a second and think like, maybe you don't need to react that way.
That's really good.
That's actually been
nice.
Helping a lot.
I feel like a lot of the things we talk about, like these big strides for us, are like very elementary things that you learn in like first grade.
No, yes, but also that's why like preschoolers, like they're better at a lot of like, honestly, like as a preschool teacher, like they were a lot better at like solving conflicts than I would be because they're like learning that right now. And they are like so cognizant of like, okay, this is what I'm saying. I'm taking a break now. I'm pausing. I'm checking in with you. Like I don't do that, you know? So like bring back just like thinking about how to react. We don't think.
We're sheep.
Sure.
Sorry, that was a different, totally different
so.
Thing. Sorry. Like,
but anyway.
Blanked out.
Be mindful.
Being mindful is huge. Mind if we do a science corner real quick?
No, I don't mind.
So NASA is monitoring an asteroid that could collide with Earth, potentially.
Aren't they always doing that?
On Valentine's Day in 2046. The reason I'm going to debunk this right away, although I love that they've already decided, they can't tell me more than a percentage that it's going to rain and win, but they can tell me that on Valentine's Day in 25 years that an asteroid's going to hit.
If I'm still single, I hope it. I hope it takes me. Yeah.
Well, I already can debunk this right away because I asked John or Hank Green, whichever one does science.
You asked him? Asked Hank?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you did. Someone did. Someone we know did. Was it me?
It wasn't you.
I've claimed,
I would know.
I've claimed it as my own story.
No, it wasn't you.
Well, it's mine now.
Okay.
I asked Hank or John Green.
Hank.
Hank Green about asteroids because I'm always like thinking about them. Mm-hmm. And he said, we've already checked every single one that has potential to hit. And like,
they're not going to. He said that a long time ago.
Sure.
So you didn't ask that and it's old.
Don't care and having fun and ratio. So,
what does that mean when people say ratio?
It means that my response gets more likes than your original thought.
Does it? Is that what it means?
Mm-hmm. If I ratio you, it's a better ratio than your original.
Like you're ratioed. You would say
you've
ratioed.
Been ratioed.
Okay.
By that.
Okay, cool. Well,
so the asteroid known as blah, 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 first discovered on February 26, according to European Space Agency, has now been added to the agency's risk list. That's the list that Brooke's on for flying. And because of what scientists have seen so far, its ranking on the list is currently at number one, but don't worry, that doesn't mean catastrophic damage is imminent.
Oh my God. Frankie did the cute... Did I tell you about when Frankie fell asleep on his strawberry?
No.
It was so cute.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't because I couldn't, like, it was on, like, her underside, her belly, and I couldn't, like, access that point, but she smelled so good like a strawberry, and she was all red. It was so
strawberries,
cute.
I didn't even know strawberries have scents.
What?
I wouldn't
strawberry scented things.
Yeah, that's an artificial added scent.
No,
but if you smell a strawberry.
Are you kidding?
If you smell a strawberry, nothing happens.
That is not.
It's like a rose.
That's not
rose
true.
Roses don't smell.
Connor, the whole point of roses is that they smell.
Can you guys all smell roses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wake up and smell the roses.
I have COVID.
Well, have you never been able to smell that?
I was born with COVID.
That's weird. No wonder you think smell's the least important sense. That is so strange because you actually like. Bad smells perturb you so much, but you can't smell a strawberry or a rose. Maybe you can't smell the good smells.
Huh.
Weird.
So no one worry about the asteroid. It's totally fine. But there is a new Science Corner thing that I'm just going to bring up really quick in the 60-second minute of this podcast.
Yeah.
Called, because it's just a... It's just a circle back. Oh, I have two circle backs really sure. quick. Last things I'll talk about. They are moving forward with reincarnating, in quotes, the woolly mammoth. It's set to return in just 4 years.
How do you just like decide to move forward with a reincarnation?
It's time. We need new animals. I've been calling for new animals for the longest time. And this is a good one. It's harmless.
Is one of them frozen?
Yeah, plenty of them are frozen. Imagine... If this beefcake comes back and he's hairy and he's walking around, that's going to be awesome.
Where are they putting him?
I don't, over. Hopefully, like California.
I don't think, something tells me that's not the case.
But there's plenty of those in the tar pits, no? And those are just on La Brea.
I don't,
they'd be right at home.
I don't think that we will be seeing those in Southern California, something tells me. But. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
That'd be cool.
What's
like
that
they're
one?
They're gonna come back the same way. So sorry. Okay, two quick thoughts. They're gonna come back. I was thinking we could eat them, and I'm like, imagine that rack of ribs. Like that'd be fun.
No,
but
Connor,
we can't eat elephants.
Are they in the elephant genus?
You don't look. You're not looking at that and seeing an elephant with hair.
No, not at all.
Yeah, 99.6% match with an Asian elephant, which is why they believe they can bring it back. Awesome, do it. I'd love an elephant with hair.
Okay.
Now it's going to make the elephants look like naked mole rats.
You know what? Like elephants, like if we weren't familiar with them and we just saw an elephant, that would be crazy. That's something that it's like a Pokemon.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you see Don't Look Up?
Yes.
So it's funny that this asteroid is now top of the talk of the town right when the banks start failing. And I
What's
say
the
that
connection?
Because it's like, oh, an asteroid's coming. Now we're looking up while all the banks, all the government takes care of all the banks. So no one panics and takes their money out of the banks. Am I being a conspiracy theorist? Okay, I just have to say that like if I starting to act a little crazy recently, it's because that new For You following page on Twitter has been bizarre.
I love that place.
No, I know it was really fun at first, but everyone please buckle in for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm just going to hand Brooke my phone.
And I'm going to hand you mine. Check out my For You.
I'm going to hand you my phone for a screenshot of one I got this morning. Top of my For You page. Brooke, go ahead and...
Are we allowed to talk about the Taliban?
I really don't know. I don't know.
Okay. That's scary.
I can't even read it. Like, I can't even read who I got it. I'm getting like a bunch of very, very, very strange for me tweets. And they're not for me. I do not claim these tweets. I'm going to say what I got. Okay?
Yeah.
And I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody. Confirmed it's not.
Oh.
The Taliban Public Relations Department was the first tweet on my timeline today. And I was like, there's no way the Taliban has a PR department, right? Does that mean they have HR? because I'm sure there's some flags for the HR department and the Taliban. But it said, it's with great sorrow to announce that we've lost contact with our beloved brother. And they're just looking for one of their friends who's lost in the mountains.
And meanwhile,
and I said, why is this for me? Why did you? Why is this
I don't
for
know.
Me?
I think it's because you interact with a lot of like political.
Oh,
content.
No, I don't.
Well, like finance, that to me is political. Bank.
I guess like intrinsically finances are.
That's not pop culture.
I'm just staying in the loop with stuff. I don't need the Taliban updates. I don't need updates from the Taliban.
Okay, well, get this update I just got. Andrew Garfield and Oscar Isaac are in the talks to star Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. That's wild.
I would appreciate that. That's something that I would appreciate.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm going to wrap up with something non-Taliban related to lighten the mood. I talked to someone that works at Starbucks. I was wondering if those tips go to them. They do go
they
to them.
Do.
And they pool them and they split them. So tip your baristas.
Yes.
They're working hard.
Thank you, Connor.
You're welcome. And ChatGPT didn't give us an outro.
No, I was just going to say something about that.
Okay. Go ahead and with should ChatGPT do our outro too?
Is it easy to just do that quickly, Izzy? Okay. What write a short episode outro.
Outro for this is like the longest episode I think we've ever done. I hope people like it.
Oh, it was very pop culture heavy.
There was a chunk in the middle that was all Oscars.
There was 40 minutes of Oscars. Okay. Do you want me to do it or you want to do it? Should we do sentence by sentence?
Yeah.
You go first. Welcome back, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our discussion today about self-care and mental health.
Yes. And if you missed any of part of today's episode, don't forget to check out our website where you can find the full transcript.
And please remember, taking care of yourself is essential. And we hope this episode has reminded you to prioritize your mental health.
That's right, Brooke. We encourage all our listeners to take time for themselves, whether it's through meditation, exercise, or just simply relaxing with a good book.
Join us next time as we explore another fascinating topic. If you have any suggestions, please let us know on our social media channels.
Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Until next time, take care and stay healthy. That'd be like if our podcast
No, that's
was...
it.
Okay.
Bonus. We'll see you in bonus.
Bye, guys. We'll see you in bonus.
This week on Close Friends. There was a teacher in my elementary school who, when you had a loose tooth, you would just like wait in line for her to pull your teeth out.
The whole school needs to be jailed. So much glass just fell out of my
mouth. I'm seeing that. Don't put it in your mouth.
I don't know why I almost put that in my mouth. I need to touch my eye right now, but I don't think it's...
Uh-oh. Yeah, don't.
Weird dipple. I actually am a guy that doesn't give very gay blowjobs. Loved my blowjob from the guy.
Yeah, period.
One of the best ones I ever got.
Yeah.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.